The coronavirus pandemic has been canceling events for most of 2020. Now, one of the most popular social holidays is upon us, and this leaves many people confused about what to do. APR's Stan Ingold spoke with people across Alabama to see how they are handling Halloween during COVID-19.
So far, we've had really busy nights throughout the year, and I wasn't expecting that.
That's Sam Locke with the Haunted Chicken House in Heflin, Alabama. Along with the fake blood, he has to plan for COVID-19.
We got hand sanitizer stations all around. We got protocols and procedures put in place, like the 6-foot thing. We got that placed in the ticket and waiting line. We ask the people to come through to please wear their mask. We also sell masks there if people don't have one.
Spooky establishments like Locke's are a common sight across the country this time of year. Locke says he wasn't sure of the turnout for his haunt because of the coronavirus pandemic. Locke says it's important that his haunted house does well. It isn't for personal gain, though. He says it helps his community.
Well, I don't know about other communities, but for our community, it's a fundraiser for our fire department. Without the haunted house, we wouldn't be able to open our doors and have new equipment. The ultimate goal is getting a new fire department.
Locke says the turnout has been much better than he expected. He thinks the boredom caused by the pandemic is helping bring out the crowds looking for a thrill.
I was hoping for large crowds. I was, because, you know, I was defunding for the fire department, and I was hoping that people would want to come out and come through. I was shocked at the amount of people that was wanting to come out, and I'm guessing people are tired of sitting at home, and they're tired of this. They're ready to get back to normal life.
COVID-19 is apparently presenting issues for trick-or-treaters. Some people are opting to stay home for the holiday this year. Jacqueline Kirkland is a mother of two in Wetumpka, Alabama. She says the annual tradition of putting on costumes and going door-to-door for candy is a big deal for her kids.
They are always very excited to dress up in costumes, but they know that we can't go trick-or-treating this year, so we're going to do something special every weekend up until Halloween, and then at Halloween we'll have just like a little party with them.
Kirkland says they took the news well when they found out they would not be going out. She just has to make sure that she stocks up on Starbursts and chocolate.
They weren't very sad. I think they're just still at the age where they're just happy to do stuff with mom and dad. So they weren't very disappointed.
That's the story for April Hallmark. She's the mother of two in the town of Eldridge near Fayette. Hallmark says she's worried that this will be the last chance to take her kids out for Halloween.
I think it's sad. My kids are older now. They may not even want to go trick-or-treat next year. And as a parent, that makes me sad because, you know, their last year, you kind of want to do it upright and go all out. And this year, I don't think we're going to be able to do that.
Normally, Hallmark and her kids make the rounds through the neighborhoods in the area on the prowl for free candy.
Usually, we go around the neighborhoods. My grandmother lives in a neighborhood. We hit that one because they always do it for their grandkids. And then we'll hit there's a multi-purpose complex that does a trunk-or-treat. We'll go there. And then any neighborhoods we see with lights on our way in between, we hit those too.
This year, Hallmark is planning on taking her kids out. However, it'll be a lot different than in previous years.
So far this year, the only thing that I know that is going to be open are the drive-in for trunk or treat and like little maybe banks giving out candy and stuff.
Trunk or treats are becoming more popular during COVID-19. Parents are banding together, decorating the trunks of their cars, and handing out candy in a more controlled fashion than ringing doorbells. These are usually held at places like community centers and churches. The Tuscaloosa Parks and Recreation Authority is holding something similar on Friday for families. It's called Boo in the Park.
You know, with social distancing and things being canceled, we are trying to create some new fun things to do in the park.
Becky Booker is with the Tuscaloosa Para.
Parks have become a very prominent place for people to go so they can get outside and exercise while social distancing. And so we're trying to create some new and fun things in the park.
Booker says instead of a traditional trunk or treat, though, they're doing a trail.
There is a trick or treat trail, which is for K through 8th graders, which is self-explanatory trick or treat on the trails in the park there. That is a fee-based event. It's $10 in advance and $15 at the door, and that will take place at the Red Barn in Sokol Park South.
Healthcare officials are on edge as the holiday approaches because of how easily COVID-19 is spread.
Personally, as a pediatrician, I have discouraged children going house to house and ringing the doorbell.
That's Dr. Karen Landers with the Alabama Department of Public Health. She looks at Halloween from a medical viewpoint. Landers says the holiday means families interact with other people they don't know. She says that's asking for trouble.
You know, reaching into a candy bucket and putting that in their candy sack, I really strongly recommend against that contact situation.
Going from house to house looking for treats is a staple tradition of Halloween for many people. However, during this pandemic, many people are opting out of taking their kids out or even handing out candy themselves. Dr. Lander says there is a way people can still hand out treats safely.
That those treats be prepackaged treats that are placed on a table or on a sidewalk for persons to come by and pick up that treat and, you know, put it in their treat bag or in their treat bucket without actually having contact with the persons in that household or contact with other children in that household.
And for the parents, Dr. Lander says to follow the guidelines issued by the state and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
We certainly do recommend that people exercise extreme caution and follow the guidance that we've talked about in terms of social distancing, respiratory hygiene, and the wearing of a cloth face covering. A Halloween mask is not the same thing as a cloth face covering, so we want to also have people be aware of that.
Dr. Lander says she understands that people have been cooped up for a long time. She says people just need to be careful while dealing with the pandemic.
This is an opportunity for them to have fun and engage in activities, but also at the same time recommend that we're having to make adjustments. So my recommendation for parents would be to develop their own celebration, their own traditions, and their own ways to make this special for their children.
I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Tuscaloosa.